Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Songs of Praise service on the 7th of March. And our theme this evening is friendship. A welcome to you all and to those who are sharing with us on the black boxes. Our call to worship. Here we are, Lord. We've come today to this worship service for many reasons. We've come because we need to meet you. We've come because we hope the music will lift our spirits. We've come because we want to see our friends. We've come because we want to make friends. We've come because you are the friend we need most of all. Here we are. Touch each person here with your presence. Shape us into the church that you want us to be. Amen. And a few words from Henry Nguyen. He says, when we honestly ask ourselves which person in our lives means the most to us, we often find that it is those who, instead of giving much advice, solution or cures, have chosen rather to share our pain and touch our wounds with a gentle and tender hand. The friend who can be silent with us in a moment of despair or confusion, who can stay with us in an hour of grief and bereavement, who can tolerate not knowing, not curing, not healing, and face with us the reality of our powerlessness, that is a friend who cares. And we've the privilege, haven't we, of praying for our friends. And those of us who know Jesus and who know that he is our special friend long for our friends to know him too, so that he can be their friend as well. And that's what our first song reminds us of this evening. Lord, I lift my friend to you.
Lord, I lift my friend to you. Done all that I know to do, I lift my friend to you. Complicated circumstances have clouded his view, and Lord, I lift my friend up to you. I fear that I won't have the word that he needs to hear. I pray for your wisdom, O God, and a heart that's sincere. Lord, I lift my friend up to you.
Lord, I lift my friend to you, my best friend.
Seems so right to him, but you know where that leads. He's becoming a puppet of the world, too blind to see the strings. And Lord, I lift my friend up to you. My friend up to you. Friend to you, I've done all that I know to do. I lift my friend to you.
John, you've got some a reading that you'd like to share with us this evening and a few words as well, haven't you? So
yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Over to you.
Okay. These are words of comfort. There are times in life when we meet a crisis. Something happens that knocks us sideways into a state of shock. And as the shock settles down and we start to consider our most sensible action, it can be invaluable to chat it over with a caring and trusted friend. Their support helps us through the days, weeks, or months of difficulty. Friendship is such a blessing in life, and support is something that can be mutually beneficial. In giving thought to others, we often forget our own difficulties. I've also often found it a help in times of crisis to keep a diary. At each stage of the concern develops, it can be helpful to make a note of what happens. Just the act of writing it down somehow shares the strain of it. Expressing the facts, our emotions and hopes on paper can help to ease the pain. As time passes, it also shows that we are getting through the difficulty. We are hopefully making progress. Somehow turning the pages emphasizes that the journey is moving on. There is, of course, no substitute for the listening ear of a valued and sympathetic friend, one who is supportive, yet wise and brave enough to query our action or suggest another. We all need to unburden our worries or difficulties so that they can not be, so they do not overwhelm us. Sharing our difficulty with a friend or a diary can be beneficial. Prayer, of course, is the greatest comfort anywhere or anytime. I feel God's loving presence is with us whenever we face, whatever we face. Some crises bring permanent change to our life. We have to accept and adjust to them and move on in a different way, and hopefully in time learn to cope. Others bring that wonderful moment of relief when we can write the end. And these are just a few words from William Temple. The greatest pleasure of life is love. The greatest treasure is contentment. The greatest possession, health. And the greatest ease is sleep. But the greatest medicine is a true friend. Yeah.
Thank you, John. Thank you for those words. A lot there to think about and to take away and to meditate on. Thank you. And Helen, you've chosen our next song. Would you like to share with us your thinking? Thank you. You're on mute, Helen.
Still muted.
Yeah. I'm muted. I'm talking about. Right, the song that I've chosen, it's For the Beauty of the Earth. And I've chosen that just because of one line, really. Friends on earth and friends on earth and friends above. I'll just read. For the joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above. And I thought just those, that says a lot about just about different aspects of friendship, really. Even like friends who we've had and might not be around anymore, we can look back to the happiness that we've shared together. And when I thought about friendship, at first I didn't think anything, and then I thought quite a lot of different things. And I thought that for myself, I can be really grateful that over the years I have had some really lovely friends to, you know, help me in difficult circumstances and stuff. But also thinking about friendship generally, I know there can be a lot of pressure on people, and not just young people, to have a, you know, really big circle of friends. It can be even within church, it can seem like it's a measure of your kind of success, the bigger circle of friends you've got. And it's just, sorry, that's just something to be aware of, really, and to show sensitivity when we're talking to people. And a couple of days ago, when I was at St John's Church, they had something, I think it was called the prayer tree, and it had been made by children in the family service a few days before. It's like different bits, colours of wool attached to a little plant. It did look quite impressive. I want to try and get a photo. And I think children had been encouraged, different children from families, to come and put three pieces of wool on. One would be a thank you prayer, please prayer, all related to things, you know, within their family. And afterwards, I thought of the image of the tree, and I thought, well, you could have like a friendship tree and think about how you could pray for friends. I could just said lots of circumstances. I hope everybody's got something that they can be thankful for a friend. Sorry, we probably all, well, we know that we haven't always been perfect friends. We might have let friends down, not being as loyal as we could have been, but Jesus is the perfect friend. And please, well, in the song it mentioned complicated circumstances, and we can just pray for people going through these complicated circumstances, pray for wisdom and like true sincerity to be able to help our friends. And I especially thought of children going back to school tomorrow, because even for the ones who've been in school, it's going to be different tomorrow when all of, what's it called? Children are so lovely in a lot of ways because everybody's their friend. For Beatrice, her whole class is her friend. And life gets more complicated, doesn't it? So those were just a few things. I'll try and take a photo of next week of the tree, and then I'll put it on the WhatsApp page. Just an image of friendship, I thought. Thank you. So it's the song now.
Thank you, Helen.
You're muted, Dorothy, but I'll start the song.
And Alison's going to bring our reading this evening. Thank you, Alison.
Tonight's reading is from John 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I who loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other.
Thank you, Alison. And that, of course, follows on from Jesus saying that he is the vine and we are the branches, and it's as we stay in him that his life flows through us and we bear his fruit, which is loving one another and those where he has placed us. Iris, you've chosen our next song. Would you like to share with us?
Yes. The song I've chosen is called Friend of God. It was written by Israel Orton in 2004. Israel is a worship, not Israel. Yes, Israel, that's right. I think it was Isaiah there. Israel is a worship leader at Lakewood Church in America. And he writes, I wrote, I am a friend of God, because finding true friendship is a blessing. To find someone who is willing to share both tears and laughter with you is a rarity. He goes on to say, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, God himself has invested in a unique friendship with us. He goes on to highlight a line from the song, who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call. He explains, how did God begin this friendship with us? Our friendship usually begins through some sorts of interactions, meeting someone at the gym, the church, or at the gym. However, God's decision to develop a relationship with man requires infinitely more than a casual contact. Psalm 8, verse 4, and Hebrews 2, 5 to 6 reads, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? The psalmist's question emphasizes the transcendent nature of God. In other words, God is holy and mighty, while we are common. You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor and put everything under his feet. Hebrews 2, 7 to 8 and Psalm 8, verses 5 to 6. This prophetic passage points directly to the person of Jesus Christ. God the Father prepared a body for the Son. The Son took on flesh and became the second Adam, the man Jesus Christ. Jesus lived the life as a man. God's concern for mankind is unique because God himself has become man so that we can be friends of God.
Thank you, Iris. And so we sing this song now, Friend of God. Thank you.
Who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing.
You are
That song, the more those words wash over you and the reality of how amazing it is that God is willing to call us friends. And when we think back to the reading, I don't call you servants, but I call you friends. And the amazing, it's just, you can't put, it's indescribable, isn't it? That the wonder of that, God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. And that God should reach down and want to be our friend and be willing to call us friends, and we can be his friend through Jesus Christ. Christine's going to lead us in prayer now, please, Christine.
They've just gone off, haven't they? Do you want me to read it? Is it the prayer of confession?
It is, yes, please, Jen, thank you.
I'll read it. Lord, we call you our friend, but most of the time we are incapable of understanding what that really means. It is too complex to fathom that you, our creator and the one who governs the world, might also want to have an intimate relationship with us. It is too absurd to believe that you, the one whom we cannot see, might be our most loyal and faithful companion. As a result, we forget, or claim to forget, that friendship with you is not always easy and requires much from us. It demands that we act on behalf of other people, and it is difficult for us to speak in defence of those people you would protect. Friendship with you requires that we expose our secrets, and it is easier for us to pretend that they are in the dark. If we call you friend, we should take risks for your kingdom. But most of the time we settle into a lifestyle that is safe and comfortable. All too often we want the benefits of friendship with you, but not the work. We want you to be present when we need you, without the commitment that we will answer when you call. We want you to answer our prayers and cries for help with no guarantee that we will acknowledge you when life is good. In spite of our shortcomings, you were, are, and will be faithful to us. You became human to identify with the life we live, knowing that we will never fully understand you. You gave your life for us, even though you knew we would not want to risk ours for your sake. And you continue to walk alongside us, even though we often succumb to pressures calling us to walk the opposite direction. Continue to be with us, Lord. Continue calling us to a more faithful relationship with you and the world you created. Grant us forgiveness and freedom from guilt. Amen.
Thank you, Jen. And our final song is one that I've chosen. It's my song is Love Unknown, and it's one that we sang at Sunday school back in the Methodist church when I was about 9 years old. All the Sunday school, it was must have been for a Sunday school anniversary, I think, that must have been near Easter time. And I remember week after week practicing this song, and it at the time, it seemed really boring. And I thought the man that was teaching us, you know, he was wanting perfection and we just wanted to get home and have our dinner. But every time I sing this song now, I remember all the things that he taught us at the time about what to remember in singing it. And there's a couple of lines in it where it says, but oh, my friend indeed, who at my need his life did spend. I didn't really appreciate at that time, when I was nine, exactly fully what these words were all about. They tell of Holy Week, of course, but this is what we preach, that Christ crucified for each one of us. But as that song says at the beginning, what we sang right at the beginning of our service this evening, we have to make that choice for ourselves. But when we do, then we have that sense of, as the last verse says, this is my friend in whose sweet praise I all my days would gladly spend. So we're going to sing My Song is Love Unknown. Our benediction tonight. May the Father, the one who gives every good and perfect gift, Jesus Christ, the one who calls us all to serve, and the Holy Spirit, the one who breathes love, be with us all now and forevermore. Amen. We'd like to unmute yourselves and can all join in together. Thank you very much for those, to all those who've contributed tonight. Thank you for sharing with us. Our next service is in a fortnight. That's the 21st of March. We're still in Lent. Our theme for that one is discipleship. Discipleship. So if you have any songs.
I don't know. I forgot we went on mute.
It's all right. That's okay, Abigail, that's fine. So if you have any songs or readings or a prayer that you'd like to share, then just let me know. That'd be fine and we can put that in.